here at the 2025 Iroquois County Fair. This is Jocelyn Eisenman, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio. And I am here with Gabby and Emma Cole. How are you guys?
We are good.
I'm doing very good.
All right. And we're at the Goat Show. How have you guys done? I see some posters, so that obviously means a good sign.
I did pretty well. I got Grand Champion Pygmy Doe, and I was very proud of that because that doe was raised on our farm, born and raised on our farm. So I was very proud that a homegrown goat won a banner.
I got Grand Reserve Champion Pygmy Doe, which was pretty surprising because she didn't come last year, so she wasn't used to being on a lead in a year. And we bought her when she was very young, so when she got older, it was pretty nice to see how she developed.
All right, and how many do you have here between the two of you? How many goats do you have here today?
We brought 13 between the two of us.
What's your production like at home? Do you have more at home not showing?
We have more at home. We have approximately about 34 goats all together.
Do you just do meat goats or dairy goats?
We do both pygmy and boar goats. It gets pretty chaotic because pygmy goats are a lot more stressful and they also are more jumpy than boar goats.
Okay, how long does a pygmy goat usually take to mature, and then how long do they live?
With any type of goat, it really varies how long they live, because if they start overheating, it can just be a total downfall and they can just get super sick.
Okay, so there isn't a set year. It's just kind of whatever the circumstances, they just kind of die.
Yeah, pretty much.
Gabby, what's your favorite class to show in?
My favorite class to show in is probably up in the older does, around 2 years old. I think they're not necessarily old to where they're starting to mature too much, but they're also not super young where they're just very green. I think they're perfectly mature and young at the same time, where they have a nice feminine front end and they're just all together nicely put together.
Okay, and what's the difference between doe and wether and pygmy and boar? Some of the listeners don't know goats, so what's the difference?
A boar goat is a bigger meat type of goat, so they're generally used for meat production, so you can get ground goat, chops goat, all kinds of stuff. Pygmy goats are more of type of pet goat, they're not necessarily dairy. They have that dairy look, but they're not necessarily dairy goat because they don't produce enough milk, and they're not necessarily meat goat because they're significantly smaller. They get to about 50, maybe 75 pounds if you're lucky, if you get a really nice and fat one, so they're pretty small. A doe is a female goat, typically used for breeding. A wether is a male castrated goat, and a buck is a male goat that has not been castrated yet.
All right, well, there we go. We have all the key terms. And where do you ladies go to school?
I go to Cisna Park High School.
I'll be starting at Waseca High School, and I'll be a sophomore.
All right, and I see you guys have FFA shirts on. What's FFA like for you guys?
I joined FFA mainly for the ag and the information it can give about all, you see these crop producing companies, and you just want to know how they started and how they build up their companies, along with the animal production companies. You just want to see what they did just to make their companies take off and have a big production of everything that they have.
Yeah, FFA is really good about not being just about animals. It's good about grain and food. So I'm sure you're in classes that aren't just grain. You're probably in some food classes and some animal, vet science classes, right?
Yes, but next year I don't really know, because I chose to do ag mechanics to focus on the mechanical of tractors, semis, cars, practically diesel mechanics, just to become possibly a diesel mechanic and possibly help my dad out more.
Okay, so maybe that's what you'll do after graduation in your future for a job?
Maybe, and maybe when I'm older, I'll have my own goat farm like my parents.
Nice. All right, Gabby, what would you like to do after graduation?
After graduation, I am hoping to possibly go to cosmetology school, but I'm kind of torn because I want to take an ag business class and start my own goat farm and have really nice showable goats. But I don't know. We will just see what's to come in the future, and hopefully I figure it out here soon.
All right. Very good. And are you ladies both in 4-H, or are you just here for the FFA show?
We're both in 4-H. We're part of the Country Kickers.
All right. And will you just be showing today and tomorrow, or are you showing the rest of the week? What's your kind of show schedule looking like?
We show today for FFA, then we'll have the 4-H show, and then we also will show Junior and Open.
All right. And what day is the Open show?
Saturday.
All right. And how many goats do you approximately show at the Open show? Do you just have a few, or do you show all 20-some goats that you have at the Open show?
Well, each kid will show their own goat that signed up for the kid, but we will show all 22 goats that we have here.
Wow, so it's going to be a busy week for you ladies. I'm sure you have to wake up early and stay out late, you know, washing your goats and feeding them and working with them and everything like that.
Yeah, this will be a long day and a long week, but I mean, the goat show is pretty fun here at Iroquois.
All right, good to hear. And I'm sure you guys are going to be looking forward to, you know, riding rides and eating some fair food, visiting with friends, right?
Yeah, we will definitely enjoy the rides, obviously the fair food. And there's a lot of grandstand events, like it's a queen pageant, and then there's a demo derby and the rodeo, and there's all kinds of fun things you can do here at the fair.
All right, thank you so much, Gabby and Emma, and congratulations coming up this week for the 4-H Junior and Open shows. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, this was Jesselyn Eisen here at the 2025 Iroquois County Fair, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio.